Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Joining us now is Babak Degompeshe, Middle East correspondent for Newsweek, The Daily Beast. He's on the line from Beirut. Babak, good morning.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on.
All right. As you can hear, there's a little bit of a delay on the line there, so we will speak very clearly now. In Beirut, which is where most of the journalists are watching the situation in Syria, the discovery over the weekend that the Arab League actually suspended Syria's membership, how is that being played in the region and inside Syria, Babak?
Well, I think everybody realizes that it is a very significant step. Only 2 weeks ago, there were representatives from Syria who had gone to an Arab League meeting and tentatively agreed to enact reforms to stop the violence, to stop the attacks on protesters. But the same day that those representatives made that agreement with the Arab League, there were people killed across Syria, somewhere between a dozen and 20 people. So I think this this suspension shows that there is really a lack of faith. The members of the Arab League really feel that the government of President Bashar al-Assad is not going to enact the reforms that they've promised.
We're talking to Babak Degompeshe, who is Middle East correspondent for Newsweek, The Daily Beast. Listen, Babak, to the sounds on the streets. We've talked about reaction outside of Syria, but these are sounds from the streets of demonstrators inside Damascus.
Hey, Assad, Syria! Hey, Syria, bil malayin!
So, Babak Degompeshe, it appears that those are clearly pro-regime demonstrators. How do they balance what has clearly been a brutal crackdown against anti-regime demonstrators?
Well, it's hard to actually put numbers on, the number of people who have been regime supporters. Certainly, the regime does have a number of supporters, but, generally, the observers of the conflict in Syria do agree that the opposition members do far outnumber the number of people who are supporting the regime. And I think the clearest evidence of that is that we're now going into something like 8 months after the uprisings began, and they're still continuing despite a very prolonged and nasty and bloody crackdown. Protesters are still coming out into the streets in cities all across the country.
And EU ministers announced this week that 18 companies and additional people, leaders inside Syria have been targeted by new sanctions. What is it that Syria is concerned about in the international community, and what would constitute real painful pressure for it to change its approach to the demonstrators, Babak?
There is much international pressure that's going to be effective at this stage on the Syrian regime. Clearly, they do see this uprising as a threat to the entire regime, and they're really fighting tooth and nail to hold on to power. There are certain members of the international community that do support the regime, Russia being the most prominent one. But in general, I'm not sure how effective international sanctions or toughly worded messages or even this suspension from the Arab League will be in the long run, because really the regime does not seem to care very much about international opinion at the moment. And, the UN has noted that there's been more than 3,500 people killed. And unfortunately, I think that bloodshed is going to continue.
We're talking with Babak Degompeshe, who's Middle East correspondent for Newsweek, The Daily Beast. I mean, one bit of international pressure which could be significant here is on that relationship between Iran and Syria. Iran has its own instability to contend with. Is it still perceived as a solid backer of the Assad regime, or is there some sense that that may be a relationship that Syria can't count on going forward?
Has been quite interesting, actually. I mean, you bring up a very good point. The biggest supporters of the Syrian regime in the region are the government of Iran, for one, and also Hezbollah, who are the party who's the party with a militia, I should say, who are based here in Lebanon. But the way that Iran has approached this. This issue has been complicated. Initially, they stood very steadfastly by the regime of Mr. Assad, but as the the crackdown continued, as there are more people killed, as there are more people injured, they began to put out more nuanced messages. President Ahmadinejad of Iran actually did put out a statement not too long ago saying that the Syrian regime should respect the wishes of the people. So that that has changed over a period of time.
We're talking to Babak Daghanpaşa, who's Middle East correspondent for Newsweek, The Daily Beast. I mean, from the perspective of Beirut, a lot conceivably could change if the regime would change in Damascus. How do the Lebanese see what would happen with Hezbollah, certainly a big presence in Lebanon, if there were to be some significant change in Syria? Would it mean that Hezbollah would get stronger in Lebanon? Would it weaken? Would there be significant territorial changes if the Assad regime should change in some significant way?
A lot of people that are very, very worried about this issue, and already we're seeing some effects of that, some spillover of the instability in Syria coming into Lebanon, because the major factions here in Lebanon are very clearly divided between the pro-Syria camp and the anti-Syria camp, and the pro-Syrian camp, the most significant member of that group would be Hezbollah. And the perception is that yes, they would be their standing inside Lebanon and their standing regionally would be significantly weakened if the regime of Mr. Assad were to fall. And that's there's a couple of issues there. One is that Syria is thought to be the main transit route, the way that that Hezbollah receives its weapons. So if that's cut off, that's going to damage them that way. But also, Syria does give them significant political support too. So if that regime were to fall, that would also hurt Hezbollah politically.
Does anyone believe inside Lebanon that the Assads can hold out? They're an Alawite minority in a country of wide diversity, trying to hold back forces that are greatly outnumbering the Alawites.
I think those among the pro-Syrian camp certainly hope and do seem to believe that that the regime can hold out. But the opposition here has been very critical. The Future Movement, which former Prime Minister Saad Hariri is a big part of, they've been kind of putting out messages again and again over in recent months that the opposition is going to win out in their opinion.
And, of course, it's the world that waits for the situation inside Damascus to change. Babak Daghanpaşa is Middle East correspondent for Newsweek, The Daily Beast, talking about Syria live from Beirut, Lebanon. Thanks so much, Babak.
Thanks for having me on.